And this lesson is titled, Jesus Was Not a Jew. We always hear Christians and Jews talk about Jesus being a Jew and that Judaism is the roots of Christianity. I too believe that today's modern Jews were direct descendants of Hebrew Jews and that the word Jew was a derivative from the word Judea, Jew meaning from the land of Judea. I did not know that the meaning of the word Jew was just a lie in a whole series of lies from Ashkenazi Jews. I had no idea that in my studies I would discover truth of literally biblical proportions. The word Jew means a religion, not a race of people. Ashkenazi is a race. Sephardic is a race. Hebrew is a race. Jew is a religion, the very religion Jesus condemned in Mark 7, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. The Jews are telling us that Ashkenazis are descendants of Hebrews. This is another lie. Ashkenazis are entirely a different race. They are mentioned in the Christian Holy Bible in Genesis 10. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz. So if Ashkenaz is the son of Gomer, and Gomer is the son of Japheth, then Ashkenaz would not be the son of Shem. Ashkenaz are descendants of Japheth, not Shem, therefore not Semite. So the question is, what is a Semite? A Semite is a descendant of Shem, or a Shemite. Abraham was a Semite, or Shemite. Hebrews are descendants of Abraham. Abraham is a descendant of Shem. So Hebrews are Semites. Ashkenaz are of Japheth, not Shem. Therefore, not Semite. Not descendants of Abraham. Not descendants of Hebrews. Ashkenazis are descendants of Japheth. And they lived on the north side of the Caucasus Mountains. That is why they are called Caucasians, a term for white people. Not only does the Bible tell us this, it has been proven through DNA testing by Dr. Aaron Elkhite, a DNA scientist who published a report at Johns Hopkins University's School of Medicine on December 14, 2012. It was titled, The Missing Link of Jewish European Ancestry, Contrasting the Rhineland and the Khazarian Hypothesis. The report says, quote, our findings support the Khazarian hypothesis. Another DNA scientist, Dr. Martin Richards, published a research finding at the University of Huddersfield, published on October the 8th, 2013, titled A Substantial Prehistoric European Ancestry Amongst Ashkenazi Maternal Lineages. In this research, Dr. Richards writes, quote, Ashkenazis have ancestry in prehistoric Europe. Dr. Richards does not connect the Ashkenazis to the Khazars, but he does prove that Ashkenazis are not Semites, not Hebrew. So therefore, the real anti-Semites are the Jews. Jesus was a Hebrew, not a Jew. He condemned the Jewish leaders for making up their own religion, i.e., Judaism. When the first Christian Bible was created, the Catholic Church leaders inquired of Jewish rabbis to help them interpret the Old Testament. In doing this, even the very first Bible was corrupted. In the 1500s, after Martin Luther pinned his 95 Theses on the Catholic Church door, he decided to translate the Latin Bible into German. He also inquired of Jewish rabbis about the Old Testament and saw firsthand as to what liars they are. Martin Luther then wrote another book called On Jews and Their Lies. Today, Martin Luther is called an anti-Semite because anti-Semite is a term that Jews use to condemn anyone who reveals the truth about Jews. Jew is a religion, not a race. The Jews will tell you that their religion is based on the Torah. In saying this, they are not lying. When they tell you that the Torah is the first five books of the Christian Bible, they are not lying. What they don't tell you is that the Jewish religion is more based on the Babylonian Talmud and expanded on in the Kabbalah. The Talmud, it is a series of rabbinical writings in multiple books that add up to 9,000 pages. If you inquire about these passages in the Talmud, a Jew will happily provide you with a 4,000-page copy of the Talmud and then dare you to find the evil. The real Talmud that the rabbis study is a 9,000-page series of books that say that they can have intercourse with babies. To fool us, they call the Talmud the Torah, because the Talmud is the oral Torah. They just don't tell you about the oral Torah. You see, the Torah that we are told about is the first five books of the Christian Holy Bible. And the Jews call it Torah Shebiktah, or the written Torah. The Talmud is called Torah Shebel Peh, which is the oral Torah. So when Jews tell us what is in the Torah, we are thinking about the first five books of the Bible. But Jews are not thinking about the first five books of the Bible. They're thinking about the whole religion. And they are purposely deceiving us. Watch.
I'll ask in English. Do you believe that the Gentiles, the Goyim, will one day become the slaves of the Jews?
It's what I believe. It's part of the Torah.
Where in the Torah does it say this, by the way?
In the Zohar.
The Zohar is not the Torah. The Talmud. Yes,
yes. That's all.
Why?
The Zohar, the Torah, Gemara, Chumash, Tehillim, Akol, it's one big Torah.
Okay, you're talking about everything in Judaism. I'm talking about the five books of Moses.
No, everything is together. It's not separate.
The Jewish religion is not based on the first five books of the Bible. It is based on the Babylonian Talmud and expanded on in the Kabbalah. Even the Star of David is a lie. There is no mention of the Star of David anywhere in the Bible. When David's son Solomon married a Persian princess, he became a pagan and worshipped the Star of Renphan. The star is also known as the Seal of Solomon. Acts 7, Stephen says, "Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your god Remphan, figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon." The Star of Remphan is actually a hexagram. A hexagram is a six-pointed star used to place a curse on someone, or a hex on someone. Lori Cabot is a famous witch who wrote in her book, Power of the Witch, that the hexagram is the most evil symbol used in witchcraft. The symbol of Satan. How fitting that it would represent a people who would lie about everything. Israel today is not the Israel described in the book of Revelation. The Israel that returns to earth comes from the sky and is a people, not a place. The land that is called Israel today is described in the book of Revelation as Sodom, Revelation 11:8, "And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified." Where our Lord was crucified leaves no doubt as to which land the apostle was talking about. God calls it Sodom and Egypt, the two places God hates. Jesus prophesied of the destruction of the second temple, where he said that there will be no evidence that a temple ever existed, in Matthew 24:2. The year before that prophecy came true, the Jewish king Herod knew that they were about to be attacked by Rome, and he ordered all of the genealogy records destroyed, so Romans could not confirm their Hebrew identity. In doing this, they have lost their inheritance and affirmed that Jesus is the seed who inherits Israel. And there is no more chosen Hebrew lineage because it ends with Jesus at the cross, and no one can prove that they are related to the Levite tribe, which is required to inherit the land of Israel. Before the Jews murdered Jesus, Jesus had told them this in Matthew 23:38, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate." This means that the Hebrew religion is dead, and that the Jewish religion that remains shall be a counterfeit from the devil. Listen carefully.
Well, I'll ask you this. Do you believe that the Gentiles, the Goyim, will one day become the slaves of the Jews?
So I believe it's part of the Torah.
So where in the Torah does it say this, by the way?
In the Zohar.
The Zohar is not the Torah. The Talmud. Why?
Zohar, Torah, Gemara, Chumash, Tehillim, Hakol, it's one big Torah.
Okay, you're talking about everything in Judaism. I'm talking about the five books of Moses.
No, everything is together. It's not separate.
So, the Torah is not the first five books of the Bible, but everything in Judaism. Here is an example of another Jewish practice.
A controversial part of the Jewish circumcision ritual.
We have clearly identified that one specific procedure that's performed as part of some circumcisions, what we're calling direct oral suction, can be transmitting infections to infants.
The new regulations, the first in the country, come after health officials identified 11 babies who contracted herpes from the oral part of the circumcision. Two of them died. The Centers for Disease Control has stated the procedure is not safe.
Not only is it a safe method, it's the safest method.
Rabbi William Handler calls this a direct attack on the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community and its customs, and says government is overstepping its bounds. Cantor Philip Sherman says he's performed more than 20,000 circumcisions, six just today.
Wait a minute. Did he just say 20,000 circumcisions? Six just today? Does that mean he sucked the penises of 20,000 babies? Is that something to be proud of? Where in the first five books of the Bible, or anywhere else in the Bible, does it say to do this? Nowhere. This practice comes from the Talmud, not the Torah. Unless you believe the Talmud is the Torah. Talmud Mashabah 133b says, "We suck out. Rabbi Papa said if a surgeon does not suck, it is dangerous and he is dismissed." There are many evil passages in the Talmud, but let me just show you one more. Talmud Kethebuth 11b. When a grown-up man has intercourse with a little girl less than 3 years old, it is nothing. For when the girl is less than this, it is as if one puts a finger into the eye, because tears come to the eye again and again, so does virginity come back to the little girl under 3 years.
The Talmud is a compilation of all the great discussions that took place from the 2nd century B.C. Until the 5th century C.E. It's a kind of encyclopedia of Jewish knowledge. The best way of calling it would be the Jewish Wikipedia of the ages. Yes, because many people participated in it.
Right.
It's not written by one person. Several hundred scholars. Okay.
Growing up as a Jew, I saw a lot of double standards in play, if not to say downright hypocrisy. For instance, although we censored public figures for calling us Yids or Abes, we ourselves would call the Gentiles the Goyim. We call Gentile women Shikses, which comes from the Hebrew word Shegets, which means unclean animal. I recall when black civil rights leader Jesse Jackson once referred to New York City as Jaime Town, the entire Jewish community went into an uproar and forced Jackson to apologize. But behind closed doors, we called the blacks Schwarzes and Shooks. The Jewish bias was clear to me, for the Talmud taught us that Jesus Christ was a magician, boiling in his own excrement in hell, and his holy mother a hairdresser and a prostitute. Say the same thing about Moses and Miriam, and the wrath of the entire Jewish community will fall on your head. Now, what Rand Paul should have known is that the Wailing Wall is the seat of a satanic ritual outlined by the 13th century Jewish occult system known as the Kabbalah, as expounded in the Zohar and expanded upon by the 18th century Hasidic movement. You see, this so-called divine presence at the Wailing Wall is actually the Kabbalistic feminine emanation of their false god, the Shekinah. Watch closely how the rabbis thrust their pelvises and penises back and forth in a prescribed prayer movement called davening, in which the Jew copulates with the Shekinah in order to give birth to an erotic union with the Ein Sof, the Kabbalistic masculine emanation of their false god. Now watch this young Jewish boy who, instinctively knowing that davening is a lewd and embarrassing act, just can't bring himself to perform the thrusting of his pelvis. My friends, for Rand Paul and for so many other saps like McCain, Bush, Obama, Clinton, and Romney, to perform the rite of political passage at the Wailing Wall is nothing less than to shake hands with the devil. And if God doesn't dwell in temples made by human hands, as the Bible tells us, much less would he dwell in a Roman fortress. The hoax is on. Not only are our politicians selling their souls to the Jews at a Roman fortress named Fort Antonia, misnamed the Western Wall. They're participating in a lewd occult ritual where the so-called divine presence is actually Satan himself. Satan's seat is at the Wailing Wall, and our politicians, brought there by the Jews, are carrying him all the way back home to America.
Brother Nathaniel is a former Jew that is telling us that those people at the Wailing Wall are pretending to have sex with the Shekinah. The Jewish rabbis have merged Babylonian paganism into their religion. In this religion, God is not genderless because there is two gods, a male, the Ein Sof, and the female, the Shekinah. The hexagram represents the gods having intercourse. The Jewish rabbis are telling Christians that the Shekinah is a pillar of light that guides the way, and with their deceitful words, they call it Shekinah glory.
This week we wanted to carry it a little bit further. It's a word that's not in the Bible. Many use this word, but it's not in the Bible. Let's turn to Exodus, the 13th chapter, the 21st verse. Exodus, the 13th chapter, the 21st and the 22nd verse. The word we want to describe concerning the glory tonight is that Shekinah glory. We use that a lot in church, and we use it a lot when we talk about the Shekinah glory was in the place, and we felt the glory of God. And you see that word used a lot. That word is not found in the Bible. That word was a word that Jewish rabbis created to describe God's glory.
Before you read books published by con men like The Oracle and The Harbinger, how about reading the book of Matthew? Matthew 23:8. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and ye are brethren. Jesus is saying here that not to call anyone rabbi because Jesus is your master. Some Bibles interpret master as teacher, but rabbi does not mean teacher or master. It means exalted one. And Jesus said, do not call anyone that but me. Jesus is the only exalted one, and the rest of us are brothers. Today's Israel, the place that God named Sodom, thanks to America, now has 80 nuclear warheads. All of the neighbors around Israel are terrified. You can bet that every one of them would like to get their hands on a nuke. This would be no surprise. Not only does America give Israel nukes, America invades countries for them. If they don't have a good reason, they will make one up.
Plots against the state of Israel, political plots and others.
You tell the story about how you tried to find out what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly?
I thought it was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, you know, CIA or in our case the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? You can translate the Hebrew words, as I said, Mossad is institute, but when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the Prime Minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the Prime Minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. And if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS.
We will explore the rest of this further in our class. At this point, I have to warn you, the rest of this video contains photographs of dead Palestinian children. The images of Jewish children look like this. If you do not want to see these graphic images, just move on to part 2 from this point. For this lesson, I want to leave you thinking about this. Israel is a nuclear powerhouse. It does not need one dime from America. Since 1948, Israel has murdered its way through Sodom, and now, at 2020, it still continues. Israel continues to murder the real Semites using illegal weapons. Israeli leaders call Americans hypocrites for criticizing Israel after what America has done to the American Indian. Two wrongs don't make a right. And I don't see any Palestinian casinos around. Do you? So how will this end? Can Israel let Palestinians be autonomous? Or why don't they just get it over with and murder the rest of the Palestinians and take all their land? Maybe America will do it for them, like they did in Iraq.
Light them all up.
Come on, fire.
Hey, Roger. Break. Crazy Horse 1-8, request permission to engage.
I'm picking up the wounded.
Clear.
Come on.
Clear. Clear.
Orange. Defense disabled. Oh yeah, look at that, right through the windshield.
It looks like we got some slight movement from the van that was engaged. Looks like a kid. Over.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
Look out, Iran. The devil has his eye on you. The next false flag is going to be huge, and it is going to be blamed on you. I have a solution to this mess that Christian America created. Have the real Hebrews migrate to America, and don't give Israel one more dime. We could pay for it out of Israel's foreign aid. Even so, Palestinians would still not agree, because their land, or what little they have left of it, is worth far more than even this. And the Palestinians would rather die than give up. And die they do.
WP, or white phosphorus, is often used against targets which can be destroyed by burning.
Any chemical that is used against humans that causes harm or death through the toxic properties of the chemical are considered chemical weapons.
It's a chemical weapon outlawed by the Geneva Treaty of 1980.